B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
How was it today, brother?
It was good. Not as much anger as I would think, Sixers-wise.
Anger?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of anger you have?
I don't know.
You can't act like
that. Yeah, no, you're right. You can't be angry.
I didn't have any anger last night.
I mean, we didn't. Somebody tweeted.
I had resignation last night.
Somebody tweeted me last night asking me for the number because he wanted to leave a message on Alec Burks, or as he tweeted, Alex Burks, because he was angry. And we didn't get it. But he was angry last night.
Yeah.
That caller, or that tweeter.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I get it. Down three of our best players. We're not winning last night. That's not my point here. My point here is we got a guy making $180 million. Can I at least get like 25 from you? Can I get that?
I don't understand it either. I don't know what it is. I mean, he can't be completely cooked. Because he doesn't look... Like, he doesn't move. He moves. He looks like the same Horford that we saw in Boston last year.
Not defensively.
No, I guess I'm just talking more aesthetically. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like he's decrepit or anything.
Yeah, there was one moment where he was battling down low with Anthony Davis, and he did bully him. And I think he made the layup and got an N1. But he missed the free throw.
Yeah.
That was like one time.
I know.
There's the one when he set the screen for, I think it was Burks, hit the three in the corner.
Yeah.
It might have been Burks. I forget who it was. But he knocks over Anthony Davis. I think that was a strongman play right there by Al Horford. But, you know.
You're right.
It's like an anomaly.
Dude, I just don't understand. And I don't understand. You understand it?
No. Not at all.
Amazing. Amazing, Tim.
This is a public service announcement to God to return to the Bring the Heat line. Ever since you left, the Sixers have been losing, and the devil, the Canadian devil yesterday, is running wild.
God has forsaken us.
We need to pray to the Bring the Heat sports God.
God has forsaken us. It's true. He's right. This is making a plea to God. And only God knows who he is. And we have been forsaken. Did the devil call again today?
It's the devil.
Oh, no.
And Bede will not return on this road trip for the Sixers. You're welcome, Sixers fans.
And that's the devil. The Canadian devil fans. You're welcome, Sixers fans. It's amazing. He's Canadian.
I'm telling you, he's turning Canadian to try to go after the Flyers.
So you think this is a morph into a Canadian devil?
Yeah, if the Flyers
to
lose,
attack
if the Flyers
attack
lose
the
tonight,
Flyers?
We'll hear from him tomorrow.
Oh no, he is. He's a Canadian. Wow. All right, what's next?
The Philadelphia Eagles are about to go into the most important part of their season, the draft and free agency. And one thing I'm very confident in is that if the Eagles don't get the players they need in the draft, don't pick the right free agents to help this team, they're in trouble.
Yeah, can't argue that, brother. Let me ask you a question. Everybody and their mother has the Eagles signing Byron Jones.
Yes.
Does that worry you?
No.
It's being talked about like it's a certainty.
Yeah, I get why you would be concerned about that. But they have the need. They want to take him from the Cowboys or this is Byron Jones's way. Maybe it's agent driven. That it's a fact that
well,
the Eagles are
it up though.
Well, the Eagles are a fact. It's a fact that the Eagles are going to sign him. So now either the Cowboys pay more, or somebody else pays more.
Every media guy is saying the same thing.
Yeah, whoever his agent is calling everyone, saying, "Oh yeah, it's going to be the Eagles," until somebody else drives the price up.
Now, are you anxious to spend that kind of money on Byron Jones when you're about to have to just flush down the toilet a historic amount of dollars due to the Alshon Jeffrey?
Now, let me say this. If they don't come away with Byron Jones this offseason, I'm not saying, oh, my God, fire Howie Roseman. This was a disastrous offseason. Would I like to have Byron Jones, even if it does cost a lot of money? Yeah, I would. It's not like make or break for me, but you don't have a corner right now. You don't know the future of Jalen Mills.
Well, I get you.
Darby's gone. You need a number one corner.
Listen, I get it.
So I would be thrilled if they did something.
Byron Jones, you know, he is not worth the type of money that's being thrown his way.
Knows the division, which is nice.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yo, Ovechkin. All jacked up on Mount Dew. We're going to come into your barn tonight, and we're going to test the W. You know why? You know why, Ovechkin? Because we can.
Because I can.
Look at that! Because I can. Yo, Ovechkin. He's a I must break you.
Yes, he is.
That dude's amazing. Down. He's still a ridiculous force. Are you kidding me? I guess it was Coachy that said he's the greatest goal scorer of all time. He is. He's absurd. He's ridiculous. You know the amazing thing about him is when they're on a power play, he doesn't come off the ice.
No. He'll stay on all 2 minutes.
It's so much so that he's listed as PP1 and PP2. He's the total PP.
All right. Cause the Flyers. Andrew, the best song. The orange and the black. The orange and the black. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing.
I'm sorry, this should be the goal song.
I agree.
I
agree.
I know the feel of the shake's growing on you a little bit. I hear this.
No, I agree. Listen to the louder. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.